Now, say my name.
It's Matt Coon!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, right here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. I'm Matt Coon, and we're here every single day, as you know, here on Total Engagement. Small shows, once in a while a larger show like we had yesterday, the world's greatest angle series here at Total Engagement, where we covered Sting becoming a horseman and Sting getting kicked out. If you haven't checked it out, please do. Tons of great feedback. Thank you guys for all the downloads. Make sure to go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. And today, back to a regular show as we cover the Marco stunt controversy. I'm going to analyze it a little bit. I'm going to give you my take. And I think I'm going to give you a take you haven't heard before. And maybe we can all agree on something. Probably fucking not. But I'll do my best today on Total Engagement. We're all fans, but I got to show you guys are the listeners, and I owe you honesty. And in the spirit of that honesty, I'm going to tell you that I already recorded this episode, and then I hated it, and I deleted it. Because I took a lot of takes from different people. Like, I took what Cornette said, and Meltzer said, and the guys at Wrestling Soup, and Matt Farmer, and I read them on off of Twitter, and then I gave my take. And I didn't like that, because I think there's some other arguments to be made about the Marco stunt thing. Now, to explain if you don't know, Marco Stunt was on All Elite Wrestling. He's a smaller fella, very much a smaller fella. And to some people, he didn't look like he belonged. And to some people, he didn't look like he should be giving offense to guys like Penta and Phoenix. And to other people, they make the argument, well, smaller people have been in wrestling before. Look at Rey Mysterio. And then, of course, the other side say, well, Rey Mysterio, he's no Rey Mysterio. Let's have some intellectual honesty first. Small people and size differential doesn't matter, okay? You guys all agree on that. Let me give you an example. Roderick Strong is taking on Donovan Dijakovic and Keith Lee on NXT on Wednesday. No one's griping about that. And their size difference is bigger than Marco Stunt and the Lucha Brothers. Also, so it's not size, right? The people who object, it's not size purely based on size. And the people who say Rey Mysterio and all that, they're not saying he's equal to Rey Mysterio. Okay, so let's wipe all that ridiculous argument away. Also, Marco Stunt did not result in anything bad happening with the ratings. When Marco was on, the ratings increased. It was a small amount, but the point is that he wasn't death to ratings. Like, he didn't get on and people tuned out the TV. Now, the argument was made to me, but Penta and Phoenix were on, their worldwide stars. But if you look at the quarter hours from previous All Elites, you don't see any trends that lead to increases just based on their presence. I'm not saying that other than to say Marco Stunt being on did not eliminate any viewers. But I think we can find some middle ground here. I'm going to try to find some middle ground. So to explain this, I'm going to talk about Batman. That's right, Batman. In the 60s, the Batman comic was struggling. It wasn't doing well. It wasn't hip. People didn't dig it. It was struggling. It wasn't a high-selling comic. And then came along a new character. His name was Robin. And Robin appealed to kids, teenagers. When I was a kid, I dug Robin. I also dug Nightwing when he became Nightwing. Robin was so successful, it not only revitalized the whole Batman comic, but it spun off a whole bunch of other teenage sidekicks, like Aqualad and Speedy for Green Arrow and Kid Flash for The Flash. And it still goes on to this very day. So using that comparison, I'm saying that Marco Stunt could very well be a Robin to a Batman, right? That being said, he may not have been used in the ideal way on Wednesday night. Let's all agree on that, okay? They were in a tough position. Luchasaurus got hurt. There's another guy in his faction, and that's Marco Stunt. And it wasn't the perfect use of Marco, but he does belong out there because, once again, size doesn't matter. Also, he doesn't look like a wrestler to some people, but a lot of guys don't look like wrestlers. But in being honest about this, when he's out there, he can be effective if he has a Batman with him, right? If he's Robin to someone else's Batman, it totally works. You could take on a regular tag team. He buys some time. He does some high-flying stuff. He uses his speed, uses his agility, does some comedy stuff, and then the big Luchasaurus walks in. To me, that can totally work. At the same time, Marco can do what Robin did. Now, if you don't get it, I've seen some great tweets by people that says, I just don't get it. You're not supposed to get it because I think Marco is perfect for kids. I think kids are going to connect with Marco. They're going to see someone up there like them, and they're going to want to be like him. I think he's a great marketing move. I also think he can pull it off. And guys, if we're being honest, I've watched Marco stuff for a while. And no, I don't know him personally, but I've watched him for a while. He's improved greatly in the ring. Like at first, he had a trick or two. And now he's really good. Now he is a lot smaller, but once again, so is Roderick Strong when he's taking on Keith Lee. But that's okay. He can totally pull this off. It is a net gain for AEW. You may not have liked him being with the Lucha Bros, and I'm going to agree it wasn't the best use of him, but it definitely wasn't the downfall of wrestling. I think a lot of it is pure preference, what we want to see. And sometimes we don't represent the market that's trying to be attracted. So what we want to see is not really relevant to what's going to be successful. You think about the people that are upset about this, it's hardcore fans, people like me. People that have podcasts, people that are historians, people like Jim Cornette who've had a career in wrestling. They're not new wrestling fans. Marco Stunt can bring in new wrestling fans. Let's address something else, the believability, the fact that we're supposed to pretend that it's real. Guys, people have known it to work for 100 years. Literally 100 years, people have known it is a work and that wrestling isn't real. People have been suspending their disbelief for 100 years. I was asked to believe that if you're an African American, your headbutts are more effective. I was asked to believe that if you're thrown against ropes, you would be slung back. And that's just the very beginning. There's tons of stuff that we willingly suspend our belief for. And I think asking new fans to suspend their disbelief because they have this kid who could be a Robin to a Batman, who can attract in a new audience, who the kids can aspire to be. And not to mention that, underdogs, people that are different. I think Marco's a net gain for AEW. And I think people just need to calm down, enjoy what they like, don't enjoy what they don't like. Nothing is ruining wrestling. And certainly not Marco Stunt. Not to mention, this kid is an undersized kid who, against all odds, has gotten himself a contract with AEW. Let's try rooting for him. Let's try rooting for him to be successful. And let's try rooting for the wrestling world to accept things that are different. And also rooting for ourselves to not necessarily be crazy when we don't like something. Mark my words, if he's used right, Marco can be Robin, the Boy Wonder. And the money's going to roll in, and wrestling, regardless, is going to be just fine. And something else that's just fine is Total Engagement here on the MLW Radio Network. Please tune in every single day and go ahead and subscribe on your podcast platform. Download on all your devices. Tell all your friends. We're picking up downloads every week. This past week was our most successful week ever. This upcoming week, I want to make even more successful. Tell me how to do it. Tell me on Twitter at Matt Coon Music or at Total Engage Show. I will see you tomorrow for another episode of Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.